Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. God bless you. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole with Doctrine of Truth. We are happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. It's time that we come together. Amen. With iron sharpening iron. Amen. We ask you to, amen, reach out for those that are not here, those that you know. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we praise your name and we give you the glory. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bind Satan's hand, bind every weapon that he's trying against the broadcast and those that are listening. Oh, God, wherever they might be, Lord, send peace. Send joy. Oh, God, send your healing in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and glory. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Dr. Truth. We're here discussing as well, you and you. You can call in and tell a friend or tell a friend to call the 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. Amen. As always, we desire to get the grassroots level, amen, or information, what you have gone through, what you understand, amen, that we all can grow thereby, amen. Those of you who want to continue to follow those different programs, you can go to, amen, JCIM Ministries, amen, and Doctor of Truth. You can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. We thank God for you and you. Amen. You can find us on Facebook and YouTube. Amen. We thank God for you wherever you might be. And we always love to have your testimonies, your dreams, or your letters, or your emails. Amen. You can send it out to www.jciministries.org. God bless you. We thank you, amen, for tuning in. Because of you, amen, we have this broadcast. We're talking about God's the great caretaker. God the great caretaker. God the caretaker. Amen. In the book of the Psalms, the 23rd chapter, amen, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. We thank God for David. Amen. He is and the things that he went through, one of God's great leaders. Amen. And looking into the book of Isaiah, we're talking about the caretaker, and we have to put it in perspective for as the chain of command. Amen. The chain of command, in other words, who is in charge, who works with God, and who works with the church. You know, God, the creator of all mankind, he created us, the world, and all that's therein. And Jesus came along, amen, and brought the church. He brought the church. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, amen, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. He's talking about the call out believers, those believers that have committed themselves to the following and teaching of Jesus Christ. Then, after Jesus had developed and set up the church and taught his men and leaders, amen, then he went back. He's in heaven now, preparing a place for us. We're going to a prepared place. God is preparing a better place. Amen. If he says he is preparing a better place for us, amen, and that means we're going to live. We're going to live forever and ever and ever. He's preparing a better place. Amen. So those that accepted Christ, we get eternal life. We get life. Amen. There's no dying no more in Christ. We are automatically, amen, we are separated now from Christ, but now when we come to him, amen, he gives us eternal life within. Our spirit become born again. Born again. But since we're living here, on earth, and we're going through certain battles, we're going through spiritual battles and natural battles with the climate, amen, and economy, amen, and we're going through things that we never thought would be left out of the gospel, but it has not been left out of the gospel. God has not left his people. God has always provided for his people. Amen. And the way he provides, that he works through and leading guides his people. Because he's in heaven, amen, and he works through people direction. He gives people direction, amen, in the natural to do the things, amen, to get their relief, get their medicine, their food, amen, because he's looking for many more to be born and to be saved. So we all are here. God created this earth. Everything was provided. The seeds provided for the food and the animals. Amen. All give offsprings and the fish, the ocean, the skies. Everything was provided. Amen. It was a cycle. Amen. A life cycle. Amen. And talking about recycling, God started recycling. Amen. Things go to the dust, to the seeds, grows the trees, and the trees multiply, give off the fruits to the animals. Amen. And so it's a life cycle with God, the creator. Everything has been provided. Everything has been set up properly. Amen. And he will take care of us. He will take care of those that believe in him. Amen. Those that believe in him. You know, once you believe in something, amen, you begin to take on and allow what your belief is in. Amen. You believe in your car. You examine it. Amen. You believe in the public system of transportation, or you believe in your home. You've got completely examination of it. You understand its operation. Amen. And then you begin to allow yourself to function in that house and in that car. Amen. Without any questions. Without any questions, because your car, your house, your home provide protection for you, provide transportation for you. Amen. So likewise, the same thing with God. God take care, and he's a great caretaker. Amen. But the issue is, God is spiritual. He's not a man. Amen. God is a spirit. Amen. Those that come to him and worship him, amen, worship him in the spirit and in truth. So how can this get to you as us as people? Amen. Those that accept him as the Lord and Savior, amen, and accept God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said many times, St. John 14, amen, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So all of us believe in God. We know God going to take care, or you believe in some kind of God. But the God we're talking about is the God of creation that created all mankind, that created everything on here. Without him, the gospel according to John said the word, amen. Without the word, there would be nothing. Amen. There would be nothing. Amen. Because everything was created by the word of God. And God is the word. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ now, amen. He developed the church. He set up the church. Amen. So that's the protocol. God, amen, his son set up the church. And the church, Jesus trained men. Amen. He trained men and he left his training with men. And through the men, God provided the word of God and the word of God, the scriptures. Amen. And we follow the scriptures and his teaching. Amen. And through the men of God and the women of God, amen, God provide for us. Amen. Not by bread, but man can't live just by bread. Amen. We must be living through spiritual and natural. Because what? We've been born again, and our spirit is new. So our spirit, amen, has to be fed as well as the natural. Amen. So here we go. How God provide. God worked through men. He worked through, amen, physical people, through his word and through the Holy Spirit. He worked through them. Amen. And God provided that way ever since the beginning of time. He provided that way. Amen. He put things on the earth for men to partake of it. Amen. And he led it and guided it. So those that don't follow his instruction and don't follow his word are those that been born again, has been charged. Amen. Those shepherds that God has, through Jesus Christ, have placed over men and women, they have been charged, amen, to carry God's word. They have been charged to carry God's word. Now, that's what John 3:16 is about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's perish spiritually and well as physically. Amen. Physically as well. Amen. Because God can lead and guide you to find physical things. Now, he's not going to just let you perish. We know you need food. He know you need clothing. Amen. That's why Jesus said in the book of Matthew's with the sheep and the goats. Amen. He put the sheep on one side and the goats on the other side. Amen. And he said that, amen, when I was hungry, when I was sick, when I was naked, and he was talking to the sheep and the goats, and he put them, he put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Amen. He said, when I was sick, when I was hungry. And so God, he knows and he's aware. And Jesus walked this earth. Jesus walked this earth, and he knows, amen, about food and clothing and, amen, and about shepherding and taking care of people. Amen. His mother, Joseph and Mary, amen, they was his natural family. Amen. But God himself, amen, knew that was God. It was God in the flesh, where it was made flesh. So he knows, amen, when the economy was hitting pretty bad back in the 5 or 6 years ago, amen, and many of the saints was concerned about, and they were stressing out, amen, because people was laying off of their job, saved and unsaved, were being laying off their job, amen. And many had come to the point to, well, you know, have God forgotten about us? But God gave me words that he have not forsaken his people. He have not forsaken his people. So what kind of God will he be? Amen. If you ask for bread, Matthew said, you ask for bread and he give you a stone or a rock. Amen. Till you go, no. So God does provide for his people. He provide for his people. He worked through shepherds. He worked through men and women. Amen. That knows the word of God. Those that have been blessed upon blessed. Amen. God wants you to share. Amen. Givers. God is a giver. He gave his son, and his son gave his life. Amen. He's given us eternal life. You can't buy it. You can't buy eternal life. Amen. You can't buy this. You can't buy things from heaven. Amen. You got to believe in God. You must believe. And all things are possible. If you believe in God, you all believe also in Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're discussing, amen, here in this. We know this discussion can go either way. Amen. But God have charged men and women, amen, to work with the work, amen, to provide for his people through knowledge and understanding. Amen. He leads and he guides. And he set people over, set people over his church. And that's his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, amen, he came to the church, he set up the church, and he taught men. Before he left, he taught his disciples, amen, how to work in salvation. But he also showed them, amen, concerning miracles and healing. Amen. 1 John said the third chapter said he come to undo the works of the devil. He come to undo what's been going on in this world. That's what he did. He come to everything in this world is not of God. Amen. But God set up his kingdom through his son. Amen. The heavens, set up the doctrines of heavens and kingdom. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. And all those accept him as Jesus Christ, as his son. Yes, we need clothing. Yes, we need houses. Yes, until he come back, we need to have this. We need to have this. And so he is a great caretaker. He is a great caretaker. But you have your part to play. You have your part to play. Those that come in Christ as babes, we say it babes because the whole new concept of living, amen, the whole new theories of living start to come into play. We have to put down the old ways and old habits of what the enemy taught us, stealing and killing and lying. We have to put all that down, amen, because the devil gave us, it's spiritual, amen, it's spiritual what it gives you. Those that play the lottery and gambling, amen, they go to the wizards and the witchcraft workers. It's spiritual, amen, but it's not of God. God doesn't work with luck. God provide, and he worked through people. He worked through people. He can use ungodly people, and he can use godly people. Amen, but he will provide. He will provide. So we have to discern and work in and look at the difference between the enemy trying to provide, and he has a trap, and those that are living, amen, in Christ. We understand that how God's word, through his word. But those spiritual leaders and the spiritual coaches for life are pastors and shepherds, those that oversee us, amen, of the church. They have the insight and the knowledge and the know, amen, what to do and what to say and how to lead their people, amen, his people and their people, amen, how to get around things. And know where the enemy is trying to tear down, amen, God's people and destroy their house and home, amen, and their body and their soul, Amen. Taken from the book of Jeremiah, we had read the 23rd Psalm. Amen. And here is God. Amen. Many people use this to kind of get their way. Amen. God's house is under attack always. Marriage is under attack. Amen. Always, because everything God set up, amen, the enemy want to tear it down. He want to tear down marriages, and he want to tear up the churches. Amen. But God, Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail, and it will not prevail against the church. Not saying they will rise up against marriages. Not saying they won't rise up. Things won't begin to look like it's falling apart. Amen. But it will not prevail. It will not be successful. Amen. You know how rain and storms and hurricanes beat up on the houses. Amen. But after a while, the storm will subside and move away. Same thing applies, because God is in control. Jeremiah 23 said, woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord. Amen. Therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock, driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, said the Lord. God know about those false prophets and false teachers. Amen. He know that. He know where they are. He know where they live at. He know what they're about. So there's nothing new to God. He's everywhere. He all seeing. He all knowing. Amen. He knows every place. Amen. Every store. Amen. Every little jewelry box. He knows. He knows everything. John 10 said, very, verily I say unto you, he that enters not into the door of the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters into the door of the shepherd of the sheep, departeth open, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Amen. And he goes for, amen. He said, verily, verily, the seventh verse, amen. He said, and Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Amen. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. In the 11th verse, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd give his life for the sheep. Amen. God gave his life for the sheep, and God is constantly, amen, leading and guiding his people. If he invested all of that into you, amen. It's just a knowledge. It's a knowledge thing from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden. Amen. The enemy comes after all God's people, amen, with spiritual warfare, dealing with the mind, the lack of knowledge. Hosea said God's people are being destroyed because of lack, not of food, not of clothes, not of money, amen, but of knowledge. Amen. We have to understand, amen, the enemy come after us to take away what we have that's good. And God has men and women lead and guide us. So you have on one front, you have those that doing it just for themselves because they know God's people have a lot. They know God's people are being funded by a heavenly bank that will not go bankrupt. They know God's people somehow, some way, will always be funded, regardless of how the world look, how the situation look. They know somewhere, somehow, they're always going to come out on top. Amen. So the enemy comes in, and he go right for the church. He go right for the saints because they have something, amen, that you might not understand. You might not understand that God has given you the power to prophesy. God has given you the power to lay on hands. And God has given you the power through visions and dreams that you can motivate and dominate and your family, help your family out. Amen. Because God has given his people, amen, because we are a family of the believers, are the winners. Amen. The devil knows. Amen. He knows. But you don't know. You might not know. Amen. So God provides through his, he worked through people that knows. He worked through people that understand. Amen. And as long as you stay in Christ, somewhere, somehow, you're going to come out on top. Somewhere, somehow, you're going to be a winner. Yes, you might get bumped around, or, amen, you might get hit, you know, with a sucker punch, they used to call it, amen, or something you never knew it was going to happen because of the fact, amen, the enemy don't want you to know. Once you find out where the enemy coming from, and, amen, certain spiritual leaders are not spiritual leaders, amen, and they hide, and many times the enemy fight us, those are Christians, and those desire to be Christian, those desire, you never expect it, amen, never expect it, number one. I feel that people never expected that the church would tell a lie. Never expect men and women of God will lie. They say they're of God, and we just take it face value. Amen, amen. Just like you see the policeman, amen, or some supervisor, amen, that write your check, you will never expect those that in authority will utilize and abuse their job against you. Amen. That's our spiritual warfare. Maybe you can catch that picture. Spiritual warfare covers, hides himself, and they come after you to take what you have. And God will have to come in through men and women and overturn that. God will come in and overturn that. Amen. So those of you that have a testimony where you've been, maybe you can share it, maybe you might not be able to share it, maybe this confirmation to you, amen, that, listen, you know, there are false teachers, false liars out there, but you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Just don't give up. You're going to make it. Amen. So we're going to go to the phones right now. Amen. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. And we're all here. God bless you for being in the studio. Amen. As always, the studio will not operate unless you are here. All right. Eric code 954, last four digits. 5211. God bless you. You're on the air. Okay, we have 954. And the last four digits of your telephone number is 5211. Okay. All right, we're having a problem with that number there. All right. Okay. Hello? All right, then. Okay, we're here. Amen. Those of you who have, would like to give a comment, a vision, or a dream about caretaking. God is a good shepherd. Yes, he is a good shepherd, but he works through. God will not bypass the church. He will not overjump what Jesus had done. He will not usurp his authority. He will not oversearch the church, because that's what salvation is. Jesus set up the church. He died for the church. So he's not going to bypass. And Jesus said in St. John 14, amen, if you love him, if you love God, you should love him. Amen. The 14th chapter, let not your heart be troubled. All right, we got the call again, 954. 5211, you're on air. Okay, we have a problem with that number. We have a problem there. Amen. So we're going to move on. Amen. We have a problem with that location. Amen. So God loved you. God cared for you. Yes, there will be some problems. There will be some situations. Amen. Because when people come to Christ, they know God always have, and they love God, and they always have prayed and talked to God. But like when Jesus would sent the Holy Spirit, sent Peter, to Cornelius' house in the 10th chapter of Acts, when the Holy Spirit and the church was fresh and new, moving through the land, and Jesus had gone back after his resurrection, after his death, burial, burial, and resurrection. Amen. He left the men of God, the men, amen, of his ministry, was working through the earth, amen, and God sent him through Jesus Christ to tell the people. That's what the gospel is about. The gospel is telling people that God still is in control. He still loves everybody. He cares for everybody. He will provide like he did before, but we have to go through his son. We have to go through his son. Amen. His son, Jesus Christ. We have to go through his son. And as we go through his son and we begin to provide, continue to work, continue to love the Lord. But, you know, now those that are in Christ, we have, if I can say, use an example, a new account number. We have a new account number. His name is Jesus Christ. The account number is Jesus Christ. We seal it. Amen. We talk to God as always. Amen. But through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So don't think God has dropped us or left us because of the church. Amen. The church is still, amen, part of God's work. God sent Jesus. God loved Jesus. Jesus is God. Amen. He's God-man. He is God. The Word is God. Amen. The Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him, there was nothing made that was made. So that area in delegated authority that comes in, and people challenge the church, amen, and they go against the church because they feel, amen, that the church now is bypassing God. It's something that entity that came up, amen, is not recognizing God. So they say, well, I can go to God myself. I can go to God myself. And then when they get disappointed, amen, then they go back at the church. Say, well, God ain't providing. God ain't working with the church. God is working with the church. He has his son now. He made a better vehicle. Amen. It doesn't cost anything. You just believe. Believe and follow his teaching. Amen. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow his word. Amen. Read his word. Pray. Pray. Read. Amen. Fellowship. And things begin to come, become clearer. But you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to follow it. You just can't bypass it. I love God. I care for God. Continue. Continue. Amen. Many of you have family members and you have relationships. Amen. And when someone come to the family, or maybe in marriage or associate some means, and you begin to talk with them, and you make a fellowship, a befriend them, and then one of your family members will come up, a child, a wife, a husband, someone, and they say, oh, no, I'm not going to associate with your cousin. I'm not going to associate with your wife or your children. All I want is you. All I want is you. You know, that's me and you, no one else. And you begin to be offended and they say, wait a minute now. I'm sorry, but if you will not accept my family and you just want me, I don't understand. Because, amen, I love my family before I met you. Amen. I care for my family, my children, before I met you. So if you don't want to accept me, you don't want to accept my family, how can you accept me? Amen. Jesus said in St. John 14, amen, God, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If you believe in God, you believe also in me. Amen. So God is not forsaking us. He's still taking care of us. Amen. But it's a whole different ball game now, if you use that terminology. Amen. It might seem fresh, but you just activate it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Just can't listen to it and read it. You go out. It's easy to do. Amen. All right, we're going to the phone line. The phone line is open. Those of you who have been for the first time, amen. You can just, we always call your area code and your last four digits on your telephone number. Amen. Then you can make your remarks. Amen. A vision or dreams. Something about the subject matter. Something you like to say. Amen. Then all of us in the studios, amen, can remark on that. Or you can just let's listen. Amen. Hoping and praying that something can be said that would help your spiritual growth. Amen. So you can go to the phone lines and you can call in at 347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. Amen. And when you push one on your on the phone, amen, our technician will put you in and I will just call your area code. We will not give your name. You don't have to give your name. We call your area code. Then the last four digits on your telephone number. Amen. So you can feel free, amen, to give a question. No question, amen, it's foolish. Amen. No question to make embarrass anyone. We're not here to embarrass anyone. Amen. And also, we cannot give you any credit if you're a student or someone seeking some certificate or rating. Amen. No, we're just here to help one or be helpers one to another. Proverbs says, iron is sharper than iron. Amen. We're here to encourage you. Maybe something be said. Amen. To give you confirmation what God has been saying to you. All right. So the phone lines are now open in the studio. Amen. That's how the, those of you for the first time, amen, here, we thank God for you. We thank God for you not made a mistake here. God is leading you here. And we're praying that over the time that you will grasp, amen, encourage. If you don't have a church home, amen, you can text. You can as well as send an email out, amen, to our website. And for our website, we'll get back with you what area you're in. We'll hopefully help you go to some Bible-believing church where the leaders, they'll love the Lord and have some type of biblical training, amen, about the church, amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Now, it's important that, amen, if a person's going to be over you and he's going to be your spiritual leader in Christ Jesus, make sure they know about salvation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Find some history and background in those leaders. Amen. Find out, amen, do they believe in the God the Father, the Creator, God the, His Son, amen, that created the church, set up the church, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will lead and guide us and baptize us into the family of Christ, spiritual Christ. And they believe and know all of that, amen. And then they have some type of biblical schooling, mentorship, amen. It's kind of hard for a person that is an aircraft pilot, amen, doctor in medicine, a psychiatrist, a cook, amen, that's coming in and out of their trade and just be over people, amen, without any kind of mentorship, amen. You'd be more like a shipwreck after a while. Amen. Need someone, somehow, amen, can give you some type of biblical studies and some type of mentorship of how to work with people. Amen. Working with people is not, amen, like working with machinery and food. Amen. God institution always goes on. God always trained and worked with his people. But you need a mentor. Jesus taught his men and women. Amen. But they still, amen, met together and they talked. over the visions and dreams. Amen. They still went through the scriptures. So always we always need the human touch. We always need the human touch. Amen. So that you have to watch that as well. Amen. That's a part of your spiritual care. It's part of your spiritual care. All right. The studio is open. The studio is open. We don't want to leave anybody that has a question, a comment. You know, the time is getting away from us. Amen. Looks like sometime we look like we don't have enough time to go on, but we want to have you open for you. Amen. This is Doctrine of Truth. We believe in sharing and that you can share, that you can share. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Go right ahead and press 1 on your phone, and we'll tap you in, and the our technician will tap you in. Amen. And you can leave your comments with us. These programs are recorded. Amen. They are recorded. You can go back, amen, and to study over it again, many more. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You find Bishop Poole, and you can go through a lot of more programs that's already been pre-recorded. Amen. Just pick one that you desire. All right. The programs, the studio is open for anyone. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we'll type you in. Amen. So we want to know that you got to have faith in God, as always. Don't lose your faith in God. And Jesus always remarks and directs us that he is God, Son, and he always does things, amen, through his word. The more you practice and go to his word, reading his word, amen, and giving yourself to prayer. Amen. Prayer is one of the mysteries. Amen. That open doors when nobody else can open the door. Like things will not work, but prayer will. Prayer will. And constantly, prayer builds you up. Amen. Jude, the book of Jude, it said that around about the 20th verse, Jude said, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying. It builds you up, give you confidence. Amen. It give you more insight. Amen. And the touch of God, that God is still with you. Amen. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. It means something. It means something. It's priceless. You feel the touch of God. It's priceless. You get you a song. Amen. And a hymn. Amen. And sit around and you can have your own little, amen, little church right there. And reading and praying and singing songs, amen, and worshiping God, amen. Then when you come together with the other brothers and sisters, oh, it brings out the glory, amen. Jesus said, where two or three come together, he said, there where I'm in the midst. But he's always with you. He's always watching over you. He's always caring for you. All right, push one, and many people think care is more physical. But amen, God works through you. He works around things and give you, it's priceless to get a call from someone to say, I'm with you. Amen. Or someone can come by. All right, we're at area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. As you talk there, and you taught me, you kept on mentioning the word no.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of grabbed mm-hmm. me. It regardless of what we do individually, it don't really mean anything unless you really know it. You yourself really know it. That makes sense, don't it?
Okay.
And see, when we come to Jesus, we have to get a whole lot of things in us rearranged, because he's the only, meeting him changes our direction. And that you might know him, I think that's why Jesus was saying that my sheep know my voice. You see, in a stranger they won't follow, because God designed us and making a man. God designed him that he would follow his heart and where his treasures are. In other words, where he knows what he knows and what he is able to work with, you see, that's the way he would go. So when we come to Jesus, you see, we have to know that we are filled with the Spirit. So therefore, the Spirit of God speaks. You understand? That we'll know and recognize that he's in us. And then as we walk from day to day, we have to know that Jesus is living in us so that we can work the works that he worked. You remember he said, "Greater works ye shall do because I go to my Father." He's talking about knowing that the Holy Ghost works in you, and that way God is able to work through your life, and your life become very productive. And this all talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. See, as you work in the Spirit, you see things become knowledgeable, and you begin to know the love of God. You begin to practice peace. And you know these things yourself. Now, folk will look upon you and think it's strange, and they'll try to identify. But you yourself know the presence of God. Am I making sense? So I thank God what you were saying there, because this is what we need to do. See, we have to be refashioned. You understand? In our minds, in our conduct, you see, we don't just do stuff. We're careful, you see, of what things we do that they may seem to be like this or that. You see, that's why there's an identification process when you are a believer. So these are the things I'm saying, and God will ever walk with you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you, because you are doing what? You are identifying with him by your life, showing that just the man that's in you is really the one that you are following. Amen.
All right.
So I thank God for the program tonight. How you doing?
All right. Thank God. Can't complain when he's in you. Amen. He knows, like you say. He knows. All right.
And you know, Bishop, we got to come to the knowledge of our Savior. You see, regardless of how long I go to school, how much I read, and how much I study, still there must be a development in me. So we see in the scripture how the old disciples back then, they said we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's right there in John. You see, because the word of God became alive in them. And we talk about Peter and the rest of them fellows, but you notice after they was filled with the Spirit, all that teaching Jesus did, they walk no longer like they walked. Their questions change. Their belief change. They were sure of themselves when God filled them with the Holy Ghost. And so that right there is where I'm standing today. I'm seeing that the Spirit in this nation, the Spirit in a man makes the difference. I don't care how smart he is. I don't care how well-read he is, even the scripture. I don't care how much scripture he got him. But if the Holy Ghost is not leading and directing him, you understand, it's going to show up. And God going to identify it, and you're going to be able to see it. But the truth is, with the Holy Ghost in you, even seeing that he's just a man or she's just a woman, he'll show you how to entreat them as dear brothers. So I said, Greg, day in the morning. So we belong to him. We cannot deny it because we're going to act like it. We're going to love like it when folk are throwing darts at you. You understand? You're going to stand behind the cross all the time. That's what I'm thinking about.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. We'll walk by faith and not by sight. He's alive in us.
Right.
Amen. We're alive. He's alive. If something alive, if you're alive, amen, it makes a big difference. It moves, amen, in a person. All they have to do is move out, amen, regardless of whatever it might seem today. Amen, God's still alive. He's not dead. So things, whatever problems those of you that listening are going through, amen, seek it out. Seek, pray, walk, talk, and move around. Amen. It might look whatever God give you to do. Amen. He knows. He knows where the answer is. He knows where the answer is. All right. We have another caller. Amen. You push one on your phone. Amen. We're getting close to our time as well. Amen. And there is time that those that are looking for answers, amen, you have to look. You have to seek. Matthew 7:7, they say, seek it. Amen. Seek it out. You know, like you go shopping. Ladies go shopping. Amen. They look for the right price. Amen. You might go for one or two things. Amen. You just don't sit around the house. You use the telephone. God's people are great researchers. Amen. We're researchers. And he put us, amen, prayer searches out. Prayers. It's such a mystery. Man can't even pinpoint how it's important. Jesus prayed so, and the disciples, amen, wondering what's going on. What is he doing? He haven't told us. So Jesus did. He did things, not just talking. Amen. You got to walk it. You got to walk it and move. And he gave it the commission. Go do. Amen. James said, "What is faith without works?" Amen. Faith is a mystery. Amen. Where you know God, you're going to step out on God. That was a legend told about a man. Amen. Those that want to go ahead and make a comment, push one on your phone. About a man was in a desert. Amen. And he was so thirsty, and he was about to die. He looked up and he saw an old raggedy shack. He said, he rushed in and said, "I know I'm going to get some water now. I'm dying of thirst." And he got in there and didn't see no water. The water looked outside and saw this pump by the well. So he made it out to the pump and began to pump. And he looked over and saw a jug of water. He grabbed the jug of water and a little note on the side. It said, "Before you drink this water, pour it into the well in the pump. Pour it into the pump and prime the pump first. Amen. Then drink the water from the pump." And he had to sit there and think. See, now I know if I drink this water, amen, I won't die of thirst right now, but I'm going to drink this water. Or I can just follow what the note says and pour it into the pump and prime the pump. And I can get all the water I want. So he sat there and he followed his heart, and pulled the plug out of the jug and took it to the pump and poured the water down in the pump. And he began to pump. He began to pump. And lo and behold, all the water that's gushed out. So he got all the water he wanted, bathed in, laid there in this. Oh, he just had a good time. And he pulled the jug back up, and he wrote on the side of the note, along with the note, saying, "You know, put it in the pump. It does work." Amen. So knowing God, those that amen, having problems and situations, put your faith in God. He does work. Amen. It will work. Put your trust and heart and mind in God. Amen. Get to know him. Amen. As the caller said, get to know him. Amen. All right, we're going to get ready now. I think we take two callers before we go into prayer. Amen. Anybody have a short comment, a word they want to leave? Amen. But God, maybe God supplied something for you. Amen. He did something for you. Nobody didn't know it, but you and God through your prayers. Amen. Make a comment. Just push one on your phone. Amen. And we can take one more caller. We can take one more caller because we always like to pray. Amen. Prayer. The Bible says we're two or three touching and agree. Amen. Those callers might be sickness and disease. Oh, God, I think it might be financial difficulties, and you need God to open the door. Amen. Something with the families, and amen, and the children, and the home, and your marriages, amen, and the job, and anything that God can work. He said two or three, touching and agree. Amen. That's something we need to practice. Those that can practice Matthew 18 and 19 verse, find someone, amen, you know, that believe in the Lord, believe in God through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, and pray together, amen, and believe God through Jesus Christ, and, you know, hold according to the scripture, according to what is written, amen, God written word, God written direction, activate it, amen, put it to the test. All right, we're going to go now, we're going to go in prayer, amen, give us a caller. Just push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We're praying for those that are in the studio now. That God, all right, 305-4271. Go right ahead.
Father, we are so grateful today for being alive. We thank you for your great love you have for us. We thank you for saving us and give us a stable mind. We thank you, Lord, for knowing today that in this life we have many problems. And there are times that we'll come to the point after knowing you, we'll come to the time that we need to answer situations that we don't have answers to. But we know you, that knowing that you will help us and supply our needs. You said you would. We thank you for Bishop tonight and his efforts. Thank you for his family and all those that are listening tonight. Thank you for the program itself. We ask, O God, for further blessings and should ever keep us until that time you come calling for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Another caller that pushed one on your phone. Very quickly there. Give us a quick, short prayer. Father, we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for those that are calling, those that are in the studio. God, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. Oh God, we say two or three touching and agreeing. Lord, we all here, we're agreeing, oh God, against any sickness, any diseases. God, we loose it right now in heaven and in earth. Oh God, we say we're agreeing, we're in agreement. Because beyond the agreement, Lord, we're agreeing, Lord, against financial difficulties, that you open up the window of finance. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, and that the problems and situations in the homes, Lord, loose, bind Satan's hand, bring peace in the home, oh God, peace of mind and peace in the body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and things on the in their careers, oh God, make it clear in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we give you the praise through your son, Jesus Christ, oh God, that died for us and rose again because you're alive and you're with us and you're keeping us, you're watching over us, you hear us, you're walking with us, you're in us, you're around us, oh God, we thank you for it. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you again. We love you because of you. We're here. Amen. Go to www.jciministries.org. God bless you. Until next time.